9:35 on a Friday morning. Jamie and Stoney coming up at 2 o'clock today. Mike Valenti. He will have plenty of Super Bowl talk and plenty of NBA talk. All Stoney wants to talk about is this trade between the Mavs and the Knicks. All I want to do is break down the Super Bowl, X's and O's style. We'll see who wins. Mike Valenti joins us now. Hello, Michael. Happy Super Bowl Friday to you, sir.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
What's going on?
I'm just, you know, another great week of weather here in Metro Detroit.
Yeah.
Excited to be here.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, it's going to be high 40s Super Bowl Sunday.
I know. Hey, maybe Goris can throw t-shirts with his shirt off.
Well,
embarrassment.
Yeah. I'm glad you. Did you like the interview with Andre Drummond and Johnny Cayne when Tom Goris?
No, he's a complete embarrassment.
I know.
He's a fool. He's an absolute fool.
I think that interview just basically summed up Pistons basketball for the last five years.
It does. Listen, it just is what it is. And I know Jamie wants to do Super Bowl, and that's what we'll do.
I don't care.
Do whatever you want. But, no, last night pissed me off. Yeah. And anyone celebrating that game last night is an idiot. It's ridiculous.
Oh, I don't think anybody's celebrating.
That was a G League operation.
That game was an abomination. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was. Jamie, you're a basketball guy like I am, Stoney. You like basketball. That was gutter trash.
It was awful. And I love the fact that Casey even said, you know, the fact that we won, great, whatever. But he ripped their approach. Griffin didn't look very happy after the game. So, you know, I think, you know, this city or this team, I think Blake Griffin in particular and Dwayne Casey, they're too good for this organization.
Well, here's what should happen, though. This is where ultimately, and you guys tell me if I'm being unfair, I've already said to you what Blake needs to do this summer and what I think eventually will happen. Just players like Blake do not stay in places like this without saying, hey, get me out of here. If Dwayne Casey's half the coach that people think he is, Gore's been in town the last 2 days. He sits down in a meeting and he goes, Tom, appreciate the opportunity. I love it here. I want to help you win. Get these losers out of here. Here's a list. That is a joke.
I agree.
Watching that last night was like a car wreck.
What do you think of the trade? I thought both teams rolled the dice, and I think we'll see what happens. I thought it was a great move for both teams, possibly.
Yeah, I thought it was a huge gamble.
Yeah.
I mean, I like it because it's interesting. You can talk about it. Not that we have anything happening in this city that happens like that. But, yeah, no, it's – look, the Knicks, my concern would be, and I hate the Knicks. Everyone thinks because I'm from New York State that I like the Knicks. No, I'm a Celtics fan. They've done this before, right?
Yeah.
Like, you guys have seen this. Ooh, we got all this money. And then cutscene. No one took your money. Unless they know something where KD's coming or they've talked to, like, Kyrie's plumber, it's a mammoth risk. But here's the other angle. Maybe they know. Maybe they know Porzingis is baked. There's no track record of a 7'3" man on a torn ACL. None. Pre-injury? Oh, I would have given up anything the Knicks asked for to get Porzingis to my respective team. For Dallas, look, Luka's awesome, but I don't know that guys are going to line up, oh, I got to play with this guy. You add Porzingis to the mix, you may not need a big three. You may have these two unicorn talents where if you put a couple shooters around them, you now have a stretch five. I think Dallas, if Porzingis is right, that's a championship duo. They can win a title together.
See, my theory, and I could be totally way off base, because, you know, they're talking about, well, first of all, New York's never landed the guy.
Right.
They've had the space before.
It's James Dolan.
The closest they've ever come is Amari Stoudemire coming off microfracture. But I think what Durant has been doing and what LeBron did in Cleveland, not so much with L.A., with these two-year contracts with a player option for the second year, Why would Durant go away from that? He's making $30 million. He can basically say if he likes it or not. So I don't know if this is going to be the summer of these long-term contracts. If you're, you know, a unicorn, if you're one of these guys who can control your destiny year in and year out, who's going to sign a long-term contract with either Dallas or New York?
Well, I think you're spot on. I think it's players realizing we don't have to give up our leverage. We can keep these teams in a perpetual state of recruitment. It's like keeping... These players know they can just keep dating these teams and not marry them.
Yes.
And that's what they're doing. And it's smart. I don't begrudge players of that ability. Now, when I have to hear Lonzo Ball's camp talk about where they want to play, oh, that pisses me off properly.
Yeah.
Because you're just nowhere near good enough to do it. But, yeah, KD, Porzingis. You know, the other thing, I don't know. I mean, guys, to me, I think if you're in a position like KD, and you've made all the money. You've won all the titles. The one knock on you is, yeah, but bro, you needed to go to a super team. So now the ego takes over. All right, I'll show you. And you go to some trash bin franchise like the Knicks. You coordinate who your guys are, right? No one's recruiting you. You're going to do the recruiting. I think that's probably the only thing left for KD.
It is, but maybe he just knows. But maybe he just likes it. You know, maybe he doesn't want to do that. You know what I mean? Like, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's an all-timer or whatever. Right. He's going to set scoring records. You know, he's the second banana in Golden State, even though he's clearly the best player because Steph Curry dominates the show out there. I mean, even Klay Thompson's the same way. I don't necessarily say Klay Thompson going, I got to go play with LeBron, or I got to go try it in the Big Apple. Just because it's like,
they're smart, they stay.
Yeah.
Jamie, listen, and I remember you and I talked about this in the office. Like, I never knocked KD for what he was doing.
Yeah.
He wants to win. We always bitch that our athletes don't want to win bad enough. Well, this guy wanted to win. Look what he did. Guys on Golden State took a little bit of a pay cut. I don't care what he does. I mean, he's an unbelievable player. I've never seen a seven-footer like him. Ever. I mean, he's a 7 foot tall point guard who might be the best shooter, maybe second best shooter in the league. Never seen it. He can do whatever the hell he wants to do. I'm with you. He's out in one of the greatest cities in America. There's unbelievable opportunity off the court. He's into the business stuff, wants to be a mogul, wants to have that, you know, that off court presence business wise. No, I wouldn't leave. But yeah, I mean, hell, man, you guys have seen it. Athletes are driven by all kinds of stuff. Look at the flip side. If you're Blake Griffin, how come you don't demand a trade to leave right now? Seriously.
Because
like,
he doesn't. Because
the 180 degree difference.
Right, but he doesn't have the leverage because he bought into the whole Clipper for life thing.
He's got that big contract.
But he knew that, you know, Chris Paul was gone. He knew that DeAndre Jordan. He knew that that wasn't working, but he was more than happy to sign for the money. And again, if that's what he wants to do, that's fine. But you do give up the flexibility that Durant has of year in, year out, deciding where you want to play.
Agreed. And what we've seen now, and even if you do sign a long-term deal, the players can regain the leverage with over 2 years left on the deal. Hey, if you don't trade me now, I enter that last season and I'm going to leave. I mean, it's unheard of what's happening, but I don't mind it because I like that the players are getting the leverage back from these idiot teams. I dig it. It forces you to run a culture and run an organization and present a product. For years, you'd have these idiot billionaire owners who put garbage products out there like James Dolan and Robert Sarver, Tom Gorris, Vivek Ranadive, and there's no accountability. Well, guess what? Now accountability's come calling. If you don't do it right and you don't keep recruiting and you don't have a product, you're not going to be able to control your assets. I like it. I know the average fan just bitches and moans because we don't have a super team here, but I like it. I think it forces teams to be better.
By the way, as Gov pointed out, Dallas will have tons of cap room if they even want to add to that.
Sure. Yeah, and that's, look, the key is if Porzingis gets healthy, they can go two ways. They can add the depth that the super teams don't have, or they can just try to do their own big three. I think Porzingis and Luka are so unique, you might not need that third superstar. Luka's ball dominant. Porzingis is such a weird player, but he's weird in a good way. Yeah, no, Gov's 100% right. You could go out and sign a couple of Chris Middletons pre what he's going to get this summer. You know, sign three $14 million guys, right? You find a couple of those Tobias Harrises. They could be unbelievably dangerous if they just get some shooting because Luke is a wizard with the ball. You could have your center out high, putting it on the floor and driving. You could run pick and roll with him and Porzingis. It's just a nightmare. So, yeah, I'm excited about it, provided Porzingis doesn't have a peg leg. Like, what's his ACL like? No one knows.
So, dog of the week, Rams?
I quit. Yeah, you just can't. I can't do it anymore. Like, I'm going to go to my grave convinced the Patriots weren't as good as the Chargers, blew them out, and the Patriots weren't as good as the Chiefs, beat them. I give up. But you know what the problem is? And I don't hate him, so I don't want you guys to take it that way. Like, I don't hate Tom Brady. In fact, I've loved him over his career, but I'm tired of Tom Brady. Like, I'm bored of it now. Like, can you just go away, please? Can I just see a new face? This Super Bowl, I don't know what it is. It's killing me because all I wanted was Saints Chiefs. I wanted the storylines and the excitement. Like, I don't want to see Bob Kraft bombed on G&Ts again, you know, and I've had enough. Okay, Sean McVay's a genius. Congratulations. Like, I don't know what it is. I can't do it. And you're probably right. I mean, hell, the Pats are probably going to go out and do their thing, and it's going to make me sick. But it's a bummer, man. I thought we had a real chance at a fun Super Bowl, and this one kind of, you just, I don't know, where's the sizzle? Are you guys pumped up for it?
That'll be interesting, but yeah, you're right. This week was not as exciting as I thought it was going to be.
I think, well, as Stoney mentioned, the NBA did kind of steal the thunder with the AD news on Monday and then the trade yesterday. The coaching matchup's intriguing just because I have a feeling that, like you said, I think Sean McVay might get knocked down a rung or two on the he's already a genius ladder, but we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, it's year three. He's made the playoffs twice and made the Super Bowl. I'll still say he's a genius, but no, everything goes too far. I mean, hell, man, look at us. I mean, we're in the opinion game. I mean, we go too far. I go too far. But, like, he is a really smart dude. I think where it's gone too far is the league is just getting so lazy and going, okay, well, I got to find the next McVay. Mm-hmm. Well, there is no next McVay. Like, that's not how it works. You can't clone him. And I think teams bypass good coaches because they're not McVay.
Right.
I think that definitely has gone too far when you see some of the hires being made.
You having an eating contest on the show today? Is that correct, TJ versus Sully?
It's one of our food challenges that Sully always does. So we kind of got together with a local company, and they were like, look, we want to make this incredibly hot sauce for this food item. And I said, okay, tell me what it costs. Let's do it. I want to do it. Like, Sully claims he can't lose. He never gets beat. You know, he's a little arrogant, Sully. So I said, okay. So at 4 o'clock, TJ Lang's joining us today. And we do have fun Super Bowl stuff. We do. But at 4, we're going to do this. And it's 2 million Scoville units. So that's absurdly hot if people don't know what Scoville units are. Sully will have 5 chicken wings in front of him. TJ will have 5 in front of him. And the rest of us are going to sit there in horror. Don't ask me to touch it. I'm not trying to wreck my weekend. But they're going to get after it, and we're going to see if either one of them can even do more than one. It's a competition between the two in celebration of the Super Bowl.
Nice. And you can ask TJ what the Super Bowl's really like, because we in Detroit don't know.
Sadly true. Yeah, well, he better have those memories. He ain't ever getting the one here.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mikey.
Great talking to you, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Enjoy your Super Bowl weekend.
You Thank too. You. Mike Valenti, you can hear him today at 4 o'clock, or 2 o'clock, but 4 o'clock. We'll be joined by TJ Lang, the big eating contest with Sully. And if Sully loses, it's unacceptable. 97 won the ticket.